Hachette Audio presents Before This Is Over, written by Amanda Hickey, read by Kat Gould. To K and X, the most interesting people I will ever meet. Monday, week one. Hannah drew the sheet around her face and nose so that it caught a pocket of her breath and warmed the air. She sank into the mattress, as if the bed were wrapped around her, around both of them. She felt Sean's bulk beside her, impressing his shape down into the bed and up into the bedclothes. Cocooned together, her dozy mind moved around the house, expanding the cocoon to encompass the boys as well. She tried to pull herself back into sleep, think herself deeper into the bed, but sleep slid away every time she got close. She leaned over Sean to look at the clock, making nothing more than a pretense of trying not to wake him. "It's too late to go back to sleep, hon. Too early to wake up," he whispered, but his voice was alert. "How long have you been awake?" "Not long. I didn't want to disturb the boys. Don't want them up any earlier than they have to be."
She felt the hyper-awareness and nausea of overtiredness. Every time either of the boys went away, sleeplessness broke out. Ever since they were little, even for a sleepover, she had woken up last night, she couldn't remember how many times, with some specific dread in mind. A bus crash, a swimming accident, a teacher turning away for a second, Zack following instructions to some terrible conclusion that she just stopped herself from imagining in detail. 3 hours' drive was too far away. The teachers seemed competent, but she didn't know them. If there was a crisis, if hard decisions had to be made, Zack would be just another one of the kids. She ran through a list of warnings for Zack in her mind, about washing his hands and not kissing anyone, not that he showed any signs of being interested in kissing, not following along if his instinct tingled, the numbers to ring in an emergency. It was important he knew she trusted him, but what if the one thing she didn't tell him was the one thing he needed to know? And then there were all the things she couldn't influence, the people she couldn't give a stern lecture to, the bus driver falling asleep, the air conditioning in the hotel spreading germs, something Zack would have no control over, something she couldn't prevent with cautionary words, the luck of where he sat, determining how he fared.
"He doesn't have to go.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?"